glad you're so amused. I'm glad you love our fellow programmers here on WEBR.
I just wanted to, it made me want to be kind of sprightly, half goat with a pan flute, you know?
Yeah, people don't get to hear this at home, wherever they're listening. Yeah. I guess you can be listening on Radio Fairfax. You can listen on Stitcher. Trying to think of the networks that carry us. I'm drawing a blank right now. More like radio. That's the huge one.
Oh,
they don't
my.
Get to hear. We're actually recording from the live studio at Radio Fairfax today.
Wow,
and
that's great.
So
we're glad to be here.
What kind of nonsensical wow, that's great. You could be canned. You could just be one of those little sound effects packs I had when I was a kid.
It's the Digicard.
Yeah,
the Digicard 2000. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. You could be DJ Bot 5000. It's not great. We had to sit through some weird... Like,
no, it's fine. It was beautiful.
Preacher who recorded on the hottest mic known to man.
Well, I don't.
And then we heard the Enya Radio Fairfax promos, and it's a weird way to start the day because I wanted to come out the gates at you.
Right. Yeah.
And bitch at you. We're going to talk Breaking Bad. That's the crux of the whole episode.
Yeah.
Just stick with us like 2 minutes.
Uh huh.
Because I got to vent on Allison for a bit.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Or, you know.
I gotta kick you around the dirt for a bit.
You mean the gripe session.
And also, if
it's
you haven't...
It's personal. Why do we have to drag everyone in on it?
Because that's the show. There's no content. We don't make content. We don't talk about the news. We don't talk about music.
I don't even know what's going on in the news.
We don't know. You hate it. You're like, the news is dumb.
It's like, the moon blew up. What? Is Denny's okay? Can we still get hotcakes?
So the whole thing is, I told you when did I tell you that I wanted, one, to do a Breaking Bad episode, which is why we do not have an episode up first thing Monday morning, because we're going to record it Monday morning.
Right.
And two, watch the episode. It would help in discussing
the
finale.
No, you never gave me those instructions. I had planned to do it, so it was already unspoken.
So it was an optional thing.
No, it was planned. And so you didn't have to say, hey, do A, B, C, D. It's like, hey, eat dinner tonight. No,
well,
I already said I'm eating dinner.
Because I feel like I had to tell you to be here at 8 and watch the episode. And neither of those things got done. So apparently, you telling me I didn't have to tell you to get it done, it doesn't matter if I told you 5 times. I could have tattooed it on your forearm and it wouldn't have mattered.
It might have helped.
I'm why exactly, sure. when you yeah. were sitting around with our good mutual friend, Rich, who does nothing but watch TV and watches Breaking
lips.
Bad. Yes, your name for Rich, Jacuzzi Lips. Yeah. Why was Breaking Bad not watched? Why were you at my house at 9:30 watching the episode frantically?
So, one, I was out past my bedtime. That's number one. And that's very difficult for me because...
But you've watched Breaking Bad live with me before.
Yeah, but then I... Yeah, okay, so... But I didn't.
Okay, but...
Anyhow, we watched Mr. Nobody, which was...
What is that? I don't even know what that is. I thought, like, he rented... I don't know, This Is the End or whatever the
epic
Danny McBride
something.
One is.
No, we did not do anything epic, and it was just... We watched Mr. Nobody, and it was very...
What is Mr. Nobody?
It's with Jared Leto, so you know it's good.
I don't...
When he's not in his band or skateboarding,
he made
a movie.
Where he was Mark David Chapman, and he gained 50 pounds,
oh,
and
that
he
was,
thought by gaining all that weight...
It would put him on the map, but it didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was no Raging
who
Bull.
Gains exactly. You got Raging Bull. You got D'Onofrio.
And you got Leto.
In Full Metal Jacket, who gained it and kind of never lost it. He was just like, you know what? Pasta is delicious.
So really, is Val Kilmer pumping up for something?
Yeah. He's building to a slow simmer.
Are they doing a Michelin Man movie?
I have no idea what Kilmer could be building to.
He's going to be Jabba without a suit.
I'm trying to think, like, maybe an Andre the Giant thing?
But if we probably met him in person, we'd probably think, oh, wow, did you lose 100 pounds yesterday? You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, Val Kilmer's not just Hollywood fat. He's Oklahoma fat.
Is he?
He's a big dude now.
Is he? I mean, I think he's big and tall.
He and Steven Seagal are like twinsies right now, and I don't know when that happened, but it did.
That's too funny. I don't know. I mean, he's fun. We talked about him before. I mean, he seems cool. People have met him. He actually did our Apple Blossom Festival 1 year.
Winchester,
Funchester.
A.K.A. Funchester.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Let's do the intros, by the way. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank. show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. Some Mondays they're later than others. Dig it, Allison. You want me on Twitter? It's at Papa's Basement. You want her? It's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. And there you go.
Ta-da.
Just right there. It's like getting your blood drawn.
Yeah.
Painless. If you're not paying attention to it, you blink. It's over.
But we're doing your body good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sundays have gotten too packed. Like with Breaking Bad out of the mix.
Yeah.
Do you know what Sunday night had last night?
Nope.
I'm not trying to sound because like
I was
a hero.
I was doing Jacuzzi Lips and Mr. Nobody, so I missed Sunday.
I don't want to sound like a hero.
Did the moon blow up?
But I had to navigate a maze that contained Sunday Night Football, the Breaking Bad finale, the Eastbound and Down premiere, the Homeland premiere, the Hello Ladies premiere, an episode of Boardwalk Empire.
Wow.
And I don't know if I mentioned Sunday Night Football, but Sunday Night Football.
You did. The Pats took it, right? Team Handsome won, the Golden Boy.
The Falcons do not care to do a damn. I've always thought they were overrated, and they're finally proving it.
Wow. The game was on like 11:30 or something. Is that how it does? I don't know. But I know the Steelers, they played in London, so
they did.
Nobody got that game.
We do another show for the football stuff.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like, I know football.
You're just one of the guys. You're like, in the Steelers, they're from Pittsburgh.
And if you want to know, Tom Brady and I both have a cleft in our chin. So there's that for all you football fans.
And both have hair plugs. Well, are we going to do it? Are we getting to the meat of the episode?
Yeah, let's talk Breaking Bad.
All right. I want to know why.
You mean that I watched last night for my homework?
I want to know why the recording here has stopped, by the way.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we better pray this one doesn't, because we are live without a net.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't like how this feels. Let me actually switch the disk drives around so we can get maybe the meat of the episode just to be safe. I suddenly don't like this a lot. These computers are crashy.
Oh, that's not good.
What did you think, Allison?
Of the finale?
Yeah.
I think it was they wrapped it up nicely. I think, you know, it started with a creative high and it ended with a creative high. And I think we said last week after we watched it, we weren't sure how they were going to tie up all those loose ends. It was like there was a lot of, you know, just like a
talk.
Can of,
I'm trying to delete.
Yeah,
a
I mean,
USB
it was a lot.
Drive
of, it was like
an
open can of worms. And we thought, well, how are they just going to pack this in? They did give us a 75 minutes. So they gave us a little
bit
of a bonus.
Two episodes were 75 minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize the other one before was too.
I think they were trying to wrap things up and they were like,
do a little stretchy. But that was good. And I think they did. So, I mean, are you yelling spoiler alert? I mean, but I think, it's all over the interwebs.
Spoilers like crazy coming up. All right, by the way, I think we've salvaged the drive.
Oh, good.
For some reason, the Xbox saves I had put on it were 7.45 gigs.
Oh, my.
Were they really that big? No.
That's ridiculous. That's so
dumb.
Yeah,
I'm not so happy. I'm scared S-less looking at that recorder, by the way. But okay. Thank God. All right, we're covered.
Okay.
Everything's good. We can actually start good radio now.
Okay.
I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
We're going to do a scene-by-scene analysis.
Okay.
So this is not me talking out of my butt.
Okay.
Not me trying to sound contrarian. I haven't even read what the scuttlebutt.
Right.
You heard me. Scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
What the scuttlebutt online is.
Uh-huh.
It was good, but not great.
I just think that it was done well. And I think a lot of people, I've been out of the loop. I mean, yesterday was, mad football for me and Mr. Nobody. And I was out of the loop and I was shooting the breeze on the phone. So I haven't been on Facebook and Twitter to catch all the buzz. But I think a lot of people are like, well, he's dead. So that's like it's over and they closed it. And I think they felt like.
By the way, we said spoilers 5 times.
Yeah.
We meant it. Spoilers. Spoilers ahoy. Walter White.
But I don't think, to me, it wasn't that final. I could just see, you know, to me, I kind of called it and said, you know, they kind of have him drift out in the sunset. Maybe he would die of cancer. Maybe he would die of something. But, you know what I mean? They just leave it kind of open. And to me, it was kind of left that way to my own interpretation. You don't know, does he live? Does he go to prison? Does he whatever? You know what I mean?
My gut read, and we're going to do... I don't want to say a scene by scene, but there's like 5 or 6 set pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Like big 15-minute chunks. They did not do any hopping around in this episode.
No.
It was very methodically, we're closing every story arc we had.
Yeah.
Which I kept going back to the Sopranos finale.
Yeah.
it's to me the last show of this caliber that ended. Yeah. Like, I think Mad Men is on a similar level, but it's still going.
Right.
So obviously we can't compare its finale yet. David Chase, when he ended The Sopranos, he was like, a lot of people went crazy for that ending. They thought it was horrible.
Right.
Just the cut to black.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And what was really resolved, even before it cuts to black, we hear Tony talking to his lawyer.
Yeah.
Saying you're getting brought up on RICO charges.
Right.
So if he lives, who knows what's going to happen to Tony? So little was resolved by that ending, other than.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's not in immediate danger.
I think when you compare the two, they're saying like this one was very final. They really wanted to wrap it up and they wanted the show to end. But to me, it didn't really do that. And maybe that's because of my own imagination. Own creativity.
Yeah, because when everyone dies, things are pretty wrapped up.
Yeah, but. I mean, he's not dead.
I was.
We
just,
don't know that he's dead. He's laying there with his eyes open.
I wanted
he's
to say
got
that.
A boo boo.
I.
He's got a little boo boo.
He's shot through what looks like a kidney or a liver. I don't know what's on what side. he might have two kidneys, even. Yeah, not sure.
Yeah.
Either side, it could have been.
Do you hoard yours to one side?
I do. Yeah. That way, when I have to pee real bad, it only hurts the left.
Oh my goodness!
But I kept thinking back to what David Chase has said in interviews. Since The Sopranos. He's like, look, I didn't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big believer in like neat and tidy endings. And there's something about what he did where you walk away and instead of just being like, I don't like how he wrapped it up, you're trying to figure how he wrapped it up. To this day, you're like, did he die? Did he not die?
Well, that's what we talked about that one day as far as like The Sopranos go. Like there's a lot of debate on and then people have kind of done their own trail as to what they think the ending was. But, you know, those shoestrings, there's a million of them out there with a million ideas, some with him living, some with him dying, some of them saying it's clear this way or it's clear that way. But if it's so clear to so many people who have so many different interpretations.
Then it's not.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas Breaking Bad, there's no interpretation other than what you're saying.
Yeah.
It looks like Walter White.
He's got a boo-boo.
At the very end of the show.
Right.
Again, shut it off if you haven't watched it. And we already told you what happens or what you think happens, but it's not a definitive answer.
Like if just you were at home watching Mr. Nobody Like Me and haven't caught up this morning.
Well, if you woke up today and you're like, it's on Netflix, I think it's time I start watching Breaking Bad. Well, guess what? You've got a lot of viewing to do very quickly before the ending leaks.
That's
so
right.
Turn it off right now what I'm saying. You wanted to anyhow. Now you got a reason. Friends and family members.
Oh, my.
It ends with Walter looking very dead.
I mean, to
on
you.
On his back, leaking
I'm a
out
nurse.
His life's blood.
I mean, I see life there. I see some action. I see a smirk on his face.
You're right, though.
He's dreaming of pina coladas. He could walk out of there.
It ends with a gut shot that seems to finally cost him enough blood that he passes out. Now, he's also dying of lung cancer, so let's just say he's got...
But he's pumped.
A couple months, he's, maybe.
He says that he's pumped. But the thing is that
as Skyler says, you look like hell, and he says, but
the difference is that he feels like it's resolved, so he's willing to kind of give it up. You know what
he's
I mean?
Done.
He does feel like he's gone out on top. You know what I mean? He rounded up this rodeo. He did all that he could do, and he's okay with it.
We'll get to that finale.
Yeah.
Sadly last, because boy, I want to talk about that scene. Because to me, that's the finale wraps things up.
Yeah.
And it gives you, I guess if you wanted, I think it's the most moral ending the show could have had.
Right.
Honestly. But it's cheesy.
Yeah.
It's cheesy.
Well,
and if you want to act like it isn't
quote,
cheesy.
Quote unquote. Happy ending, you know what I mean? As happy as dark as it can be.
Exactly.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's the dark version of a happy ending, but it's still happy and cheesy.
Right, yeah.
It's like the playmate who puts on black lipstick and dyes the hair black number one. She's like, I'm goth and deep now. It's like, you're a playmate.
That's right.
So we're going to go through these scenes.
Yeah.
The first, Walt pays a visit to the Schwartzes.
Right.
His old coworkers.
Right.
What did you think there? Talk to me.
I think...
I'm going to do this tone. This is the John asking a question thing. You like it, don't you? I up-talk
I at did, the end. And I think... Clearly, we didn't... From the previous episode, we really didn't know what he was thinking because he seemed to... What the viewers thought was... In myself, I'm in that kind of, like he was kind of losing his cool and really wasn't thinking things through so methodically like he had been in previous episodes. Like, everything had a purpose when he did it. And him with the phone call to Skylar, we learned later that that was deliberate. It wasn't just him being a loose cannon.
Losing it, yeah.
Right. And then when you saw him at the TV.
I'm the one that killed Hank. You know? Yeah. Hit it with piano wire and fortitude.
That's right. And he's picking his teeth with Hank's bones.
Yeah, it turns out he's just giving a very meaty recording so that it can be played in court, stating Skylar was not complicit.
Yeah, right, right. So I think... with this too, with the Swartzes, and you see him in the bar, and
the
he
Swartzes,
just, or
you're,
whatever,
you,
isn't it?
You claim to be Jewish, and you can't give me a Schwartz. The Swartzes,
the Mertzes, the Swartzes, the Cronenbergs. Anyhow, so you just see him kind of snap, and he leaves where he's not supposed to leave, and you just think, wow, he's totally snapped. Like, this is not, what's happening?
Oh, yeah, he's about to turn himself in at the end of the last episode. And then he sees the Schwartzes, and they're like, Walter White's a pig, and we barely had anything to do with him anyhow. And we're rich without him, and he sucked. And he's like, you know what? I'm putting down the neat whiskey that I was sipping, waiting for the cops to come. And I'm gonna resolve things. I like that he showed that gumption. I loved that scene, by the way. You were busy texting throughout it.
No, I wasn't.
And then you were, you really were.
I know.
And I was like, well, I'm so glad that we missed the a.m. time slot to record this because you had to watch the show and now you're texting through it. And you're like, go away. I'm getting us new listeners. And apparently it takes you 5 to 10 minutes to type a URL.
That's because, I'm like Edward Scissorhands. It's like.
That's true. You're hunting and pecking like my mom on a touchscreen. And then she's like, why isn't registering?
Maybe if I use my toes, it'd be faster.
I swear to God, the Schwartz scene might have been the coolest in the whole show and the most plausible. He sneaks in to their just castle-like mansion, and he does not care. He's just a swinging D. He's a wolf among sheep. He's just looking at pictures. Had there been some cheese out, he would have taken a nibble.
I was just going to say that. He breaks off half a bagel.
Yeah. It's so great.
Yeah.
He's stealthily walking. That is completely plausible. Like, he's hit this point where he's just not afraid of people like this. Also, I loved glimpsing the life of I just want to say movie white people from the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, I felt I was in Trading Places. Like, is it Trading Spaces or Places? I always forget thanks to that damn show.
Places.
That show ruined it.
I know. Sorry. But I actually like that show, too.
Screw the show. Anytime I say Trading Places, Spaces, Jaces, it means Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs back before we knew she had man parts and did ads for diarrhea.
Oh, no. Man parts? Does she have man parts?
Look that up. Google that up.
Oh, she's halfsies or something?
She's exactly. She's like, I want a little of that and a little of that.
Look over. Look out, Bacon. Here comes something meatier.
It's a Hollywood rumor. It's one of those good ones.
Oh,
I think it's a little more plausible than Richard Gere with the hamster.
Yeah.
Not much more so than the new kids on the block who vomited it up. The issue of his bandmates at a Hollywood party one time. Yeah, it happened. I learned that in third grade from another kid on the playground.
I'm out of the loop.
But it was great seeing people with
saw Trading Places at the theater when opening weekend.
Really? On the day of your retirement. You're old. That's what I'm going for.
Correct. Oh, my.
I loved that scene. I liked him walking around. Yeah. I liked, who's the impotent Mr. Schwartz? I forget his name.
I don't know.
I'm not that big a fan where he's just holding
Dumbo ears.
Yeah. He's literally.
I was like, I hope that furnace, that fireplace, when she lights it, a breeze doesn't come in. He's blowing
most,
in the other
most
room.
Hazy looking Jewish guy I've ever seen.
I know.
Literally could have been Opie Steinberg.
Like
there.
He's got a, he's a bazillionaire and he can't get his ears tagged back.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there with his little knife like, I'm going to take you out, Heisenberg. And Walt just says, put the knife down, little boy. And he drops it. Drops it impotently.
Oh, my.
I thought that scene was pitch perfect. You knew that it was a
gag. I didn't really like the chick, but I think she's not supposed to be likable. But I didn't like her.
Mrs. Schwartz?
Yeah, but I didn't like her for, like, another reason. I just don't really care for her.
Her dumb, ugly face? That's why I didn't like her.
That's that's part
you're like,
of it.
Hey, you've got that much money. How about ear surgery? I'm like, put some D's on it. Pump those tires.
Oh, my goodness.
Our next scene is Lydia and Todd having coffee.
Yeah.
With criminal mastermind Walt again present.
Yep.
I love the way he's ninja-ing into these scenes.
But I think, you know what? I think people are going to have issue with that. You know, same people who kind of bark about them having cell coverage out in the desert. They're like, he's in a cave. He's in the desert. You know, I can't get signal. We're in a radio station and we can't get internet.
We can't get Wi-Fi. Yeah. The router. I'm looking at the wireless router right
but,
now.
But Walter White's got a prehistoric flip phone and he's calling Mars. You know,
why did you start me on the router? Because this will be the episode. It's not even a normal router. Yeah. I want to watch Netflix in my room. Router.
No, we actually hear dial-up noises.
It looks like a UFO with 10 spoons, cooking spoons sticking out of it. Like it has paddles ahoy. It's like I've got two paddles to every one device.
Oh, my.
And I can't get a Wi-Fi signal 8 feet from it. I had to get my email on one of the wired computers in the studio.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
But I think people are going to have issue with that, too, with him kind of slipping in and out of, you know, whatever. But I buy that myself.
I like that at first they introduce again that Lydia is a creature of habit.
Yeah.
He's there every 10 a.m. Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it makes sense Walt could show up at 9:30.
No, I'm not saying that he would not know where they were. I believe that that's very plausible. But there, how he can just kind of slip in and out.
Oh, you mean how
public.
It's like 15 people?
Yeah. He's America's most wanted, but he's...
Yeah.
But the thing is that when you...
He smells like elk and cancer.
Right. But when you have that kind of confidence and you've got that nothing to lose attitude.
Act like you belong.
Yeah. And I mean, people, it will just go unnoticed.
Doesn't matter if you look like Kyle Reese.
No.
Before he found Sarah, where he's stealing a hobo's pants and trench coat.
But I myself, I mean, because you can, if you act like you know what you're doing or you act like you're supposed to be, you can just go in and out. And people are like, how did you get in this building? What are you doing on the 12th floor? And I'm like, well, I'm friendly, you know, so it can happen. So
that scene was okay. I feel they missed the chance at a really killer Easter egg, which you could go back and see on a second viewing. Walt, they make abundantly clear at the end of the scene, has poisoned Lydia by replacing her little, what is it, Vivo sweetener packet?
Stevia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it a real thing? Stevia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're really down with the fact Stevia kills people.
Wow.
Stevia
they got their product.
Kills uppity women in Louboutins.
If you like your soy lattes.
Yeah. If you want to kill the woman who took over your meth business, Stevia.
That's correct.
Yeah. So if you watch the episode a second time or you just have eagle eyes.
Yeah.
You realize.
But you don't need eagle eyes because it is kind of a deliberate extended pause there. You know, for a finale that's been moving pretty quickly.
You see her leafing through a packet of sweeteners. Yeah. How they have that little trough and it's usually like pink,
and then
blue,
there's
yellow.
An overhead shot where it's just, we're watching
a bunch
it spill
of,
in.
It looks like sugar in the raws.
And we don't actually hear an echo whisper going, I'm poisoned.
Yeah. But she grabs her one stevia, and had they not chosen the next shot, that would have been great.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As she dumps in the stevia, you literally follow it into her cup of coffee. It's just overhead shot, coffee, stevia being dumped in.
Yeah.
2 seconds earlier, they show Walt getting his ricin powder, a very deadly poison, and they zoom in like Scorsese filming cocaine. You know, it's literally Casino where you just see the straw mashed into a pile of baking powder, and that's the shot. It couldn't have been more
deliberate,
more unsubtle.
Yeah.
Deliberate, a better word. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
I thought that was the first kind of misstep.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Again, once I have directed a universally beloved
series.
Not
all of us. I mean, we have these kind of devious imaginations. Uh-huh. Everyone else is like, she's a little sweetener.
Yeah.
Her soy.
I suppose. Yeah. Maybe. But once I've directed 5 or 6 killer seasons and I brought it to a close, I will sit down with Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
But I believe his name.
You know what? It's probably not even him. It's probably one of the producers or probably someone saying,
oh,
hey,
really?
we gotta add.
Make it dumber. Put the cigar down. They're sheep. Make it stupid. Draw the lines.
It wasn't stupid because he didn't make a big to-do about it right then, you know, so it's fine.
So we leave there
with
Lydia and our favorite eyebrowless freak, Todd.
Oh, he's so annoying.
Todd is so annoying.
And how is he so stupid that he just goes and kills a kid on a bike and he's like this loose cannon, this box of rocks, and now he's like, hey, let's put all this together. And he's given his uncle tips and business plans. He's like, I've got this PowerPoint presentation. If you look down, this is how we should do our business.
If I were a smart man, I would know what Todd is supposed to symbolize, yeah. But I don't. I think it's supposed to be, he's supposed to be like the completely amoral version of like Walt and Jesse kind of wrapped into one. Like,
but
this
he's not
business,
because he was a box of rocks. I mean, both of those. I mean,
you can be dumb and amoral.
Yeah. I mean,
I've seen a hobo beat another one to death with a brick.
And you have.
It's not like he dropped
that
out of Harvard.
If you saw it on The Simpsons.
Yeah, no, I didn't really see it. It's just an example.
Your mother wouldn't allow it, not even today. My son's not allowed to be near homeless people.
Just some woman clutching her baby, holding out her hand for a dollar. That's no, right. You don't.
But yeah, I mean, he's just this really big box of rocks.
And I don't think
now
he's dumb. He's like weirdly.
Now he's the kingpin.
He's weirdly respectful of certain people, but he'll kill anyone.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, all of a sudden, he has a code and he has a plan and he's kind of like Walter Whiting it up.
If,
when he
if we're going to talk about okay finales, you can't include the word code, thanks to Dexter. And what is it with finale beards now? Everyone has to be sporting a beard for their finale. When did this start?
Well, because they're wanted and they're hip.
Is that how we're going to end Mad Men now? Hey. Draper's going to look like Brawny? Just walking around Midtown with a hatchet?
Selling paper towels.
Yeah.
The Marlboro Man. Oh, golly.
Now I just want the Parks and Rec finale with Leslie Knope with a big blonde beard.
What's wrong with that?
Ron Swanson put to shame by her chin plumage.
Oh, my.
So, God, did we really just say?
I know.
Oh, just our verbal crutches duking it out.
Okay.
We cut from there to, hold on, Aryan Nation guys scene four finale worked out well to say that. Okay. We cut from there to what is, I'm sorry, the Skylar goodbye.
Is that?
We have Skylar goodbye and then the last scene.
Okay.
So Walt says goodbye to his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, out of almost all of the actors on the show, I think only Anna Gunn, that's Skylar's real name, I think.
Yeah.
Sounds like a porn star, right?
Right.
Could you put the phone down?
No, you just had your phone up.
Yeah,
you just
checked time.
Okay, so I'm checking time.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
It's time to put your phone down. That's the time.
You just relax, okay?
Am I going to sit down? Am I going to sit down and be a good boy while you type your way through the show?
I'm not typing. I'm just sitting here. Now go ahead.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, poop. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Anna Gunn, I want to say one of the weakest actresses on the show, and yet one of the only to win an Emmy. I think Cranston has gotten
Seriously?
A few. And maybe Jesse got one, but I don't think it's won a lot of Emmys overall. It's had a lot of nominations. She somehow has walked away with it. I think she's, I don't even think we can use the P word that rhymes with hiss while live. I'm not sure.
No, just don't. But we get it.
How fourth grade is this? We're talking about a show with a meth dealer who kills a squad of Nazis at the end in cold blood, but we can't say pee.
No.
Pee hiss.
No.
So they have their goodbye. I find her a limited actress. I know Will of Occasional Papa's Basement fame finds her a mutant.
Yeah.
Think she's the ugliest person on the planet.
Yeah, she's like half horse face or something.
I'm not attracted to her in the least. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But not that gross. She looked it last night, though.
She's worried.
She's haggard.
And they're patching in the gray because she's, having to grow up really fast as if it wasn't stressful enough. So
I'm just thankful Walt Jr., no lines.
I know.
Because what is he supposed to have,
MS?
By the way?
Mm-hmm.
Is it MS?
Yeah.
Thank you for actually knowing the medical term. Because I was going to say something offensive and short bursitis. And
I think that's what he has in real life.
He does. Yeah. Apparently, he has it in real life. Mm-hmm. For those that didn't know, there's your Easter egg of the episode. Walt Jr. really has MS,
but he exaggerates it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So he has to ham it up for the show, which, by the way, wouldn't that be offensive to the MS people?
No, because some people have it. You think Michael J. Fox is hamming up his Parkinson's and like, you know what I mean? Is that offensive? No,
I'm
he really has it. He has to live with it every day. How offensive of him.
If you're a black dude, though, and you talk like this, you're kind of just, I don't know, normal English accent, whatever. And then you do a role. It's like, hello, Daz. Wouldn't black people be offended a little bit?
No, I think if you're a character and you're playing that person, you know, maybe his Uncle Earl really does talk like that. So he doesn't. Who cares?
I suppose.
I'm not offended. I think people can be offended about anything. So yeah, you're right. People will be offended.
Exactly. People can be offended about anything. And they're dunces. And I don't really care if people get offended.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean.
But it is funny. I have
Daddy
not.
Daddy has to MS it up?
Yeah, exactly. can you toss a little more multiple into that? Not so much sclerosis, just the multiple.
Yikes. Anyway.
Yeah, so we see just a touch of Walt as he walks in. Walt Jr. I thought that was actually a really poignant scene. It was subtle.
Yeah.
Didn't bludgeon us with anything. It's kind of, you just see the crap that this kid's life has become. There's like a police escort watching him. He's getting off the stupid school bus where he used to have like a garage full of sports cars. He used to have like the Jay Leno array of sports cars that I guess were like pedal capable. Like he could just push with his little cane and drive them.
That is not nice.
What? He has gimpy legs.
Who cares?
Or non-functioning.
People don't need legs to drive.
That's true. You can get like
the hand. Yeah.
They have the hand accelerator. So I guess he had that version of the Mustangs or whatever he had.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, this kid, the cars have obviously been seized. Yep. He's getting bussed. He's letting himself into a cruddy apartment.
Yeah, it's fine.
I thought it was a really well-executed scene, and it took 10 seconds.
It made me think about it from the other perspective. Like, I don't think I just would have been the whistleblower. I'm not the whistleblower type. You know what I mean?
The rat?
Yeah. I mean, if I showed up at your house.
What made you think of ratting? Did I forget? Like, did Walt Jr. blow the whole thing up?
No. But, I mean, he did in school, and he's, like, flipping out, and he's I don't want you to have a problem. Maybe they couldn't understand him because he was so... so excited.
Like, Walt, I'm sorry. Did you drop a goldfish?
That's right. Goldfish cracker.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, she
did. Do you need a milk?
I mean, she did get the police in there and all that, you know, and they're screening the calls and they're doing all that. Like, I wouldn't have been the
whistleblower. Well, Skylar's a rat, yeah.
I mean, I understand you're upset, but I mean, if I came over and you had just robbed a bank, I'd just think, oh, that's... You know, maybe I don't want any of the money that you stole from the bank, but your whole dining room's full of cash or whatever. Yeah, I'd still be your pal. I think, hey, you know what? That's going to catch up with you in the end. I'm not going to go, woohoo, you coppers.
Oh, no. I would be like, hey, look, I can't rat if we're in on this together. And then I'd hold out my palm.
I mean, I don't need any of that money, but I'm
Yeah, you do.
No.
You live in a crap hole in West Virginia, and we can't afford an apartment to rent.
I live
you
in
need
a beautiful
that money.
Place.
You're driving a car with 400,000 miles on it.
Because I love it. I love it. I love my car.
Really?
I really do, and it's beautiful, and it's got leather heated seats.
That's like the fat 50-year-old guy who loves his wife.
No, and I live in a beautiful
like
house.
Bunker.
I love the kitchen where I'm at. It has double ovens. It has a beautiful stove. My beautiful refrigerator. It's got 5 bedrooms. It's a beautiful house.
Now I think you're worried that your roommate listens to these.
Nobody listens to this.
That's so true, but...
It's Kevin's house. It's you know, it's
Heard a different story.
No, it's beautiful.
So you've got all the money you could ever need right now.
I'm saying if you robbed a bank, I don't need your bank money. You know what I mean?
I'd have to win the lotto or something cheesy and implausible. But if I show the initiative to rob a bank and actually get away with it.
A train. I want you to rob a train.
Yeah.
With a handkerchief and a squirt gun.
Like I dress up like Heat.
Yeah.
I've got Dennis Haysbert driving me away.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take my filthy, dirty lucre.
No, I mean, I just don't need it. But I'm not a tattletale. So, you know, you do something, I'm not.
So it's win-win. You'd shut your yap and I wouldn't have to pay you off.
I'm an excellent confidant. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know that it's necessarily my place. I think that it would have to be something terrible that I would just blow the whistle. You know what I mean?
Really?
If it comes to patient and patient care or there's patient abuse, I'm obligated to do that. And I wouldn't just, hey, oh, you know what? I saw you, you know,
all right.
Eating off that lady's tray and not tell.
So if a toddler comes in with like a red diaper and the
this is not
and the shifty mustache guy is like, she jumped the fence wrong.
Nothing to do with kids. Okay. Nothing to do with people who can't take up for themselves, you know? But your mom could take up for herself. So if you had a
mom. Oh, so now this is why you don't stick up for my mom all of a sudden. Gotcha. Check.
Anything to do with the people who are incapable of caring. The infirm, the elderly, children, you know.
So you're like Superman disabled. For the cripples.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to root for them. I'm going to cheer for them. I'll whistleblow for them. You know, if somebody just stole, you know, somebody, a blind guy goes to pay for his coffee with a 20 and they give him change for a 10. That's not happening. You know what I mean? That is not even funny. So you've done that. I wouldn't let that go down. Like, that person just can't do for themselves, you know?
I rarely, if someone is over. Yeah. No, I take that back. If it's like a register person and I know they'll get in trouble, then I'll correct it. But I've had customers pay me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm assuming that's a tip.
Yeah, but a lot of times it probably is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's never.
I mean,
like,
I work private duty too. And sometimes I'll get paid with cash. I work directly for the client.
Yeah.
And I don't get paid by the agency. And if, you know, my day costs $300 and they give me $325, I don't think, hey, you've counted wrong. I mean, that's a polite thing to do.
I'm going to say that I think it's a tip, but I never believe it so much that I want to bring it up to confirm.
No.
I'm just like, yeah, that looks right. Bye.
Yeah, but I think that's correct. I don't think people, especially people who, I don't know, they're counting their nickels and dimes. They know what they're putting out there. So, you know. And people are thankful for your service. I mean, you definitely come in like the Lone Ranger and you're letting people who have been cold or they're outside or they have groceries going bad and you're letting them in. So
don't forget the puppy that's gnawing the face off their baby in the car. I do a lot of things as a locksmith. I've saved people from so much.
Well, I'm just saying that they are thankful for it. So if you got an extra $10 out of it, I'm sure it was deliberate. I don't think that you're robbing people, you know.
Shall we get to the final scene of Breaking Bad, what the whole episode builds to?
Yeah.
Where Jesse's going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Where the Aryan Nation guys, by the way, they did not seem very nice. Also, I said Nazi. Get that? Yeah, that happened.
Oh, goodness.
They did not come off like very likable people.
No, but I mean, again, they do have their own code.
These are the men, by the way, who have stolen almost all of Walt's money. They've captured Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Forced him into a life of looks like peeing into buckets and making methamphetamine, really.
Yeah.
Jesse has been reduced to fantasizing about building wooden boxes.
But he was
and
a whistleblower.
Them.
See, if I was in Jesse's shoes, I would have just kept my mouth shut. And if I say, hey, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut, I wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to keep my mouth shut
then,
and be a blab.
You are a little more amoral than Jesse, because I think Vince Gilligan, I really hope that's the creator's name.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I sound like a horse's ass. I think he put Jesse out there as the man who has the conscience in the mix. And he comes to Hank not so much to get Walt.
Yeah.
He's just sick of
He wants to purge and he doesn't like it and he thinks he should not get away with it.
It's eating him up from within.
Yeah.
So you're saying you wouldn't have done that.
I probably would not have. It's difficult for me to say because I've never been in that situation, but I have been in some pretty tricky situations and I'm just happy to be out of them. You know what I mean? Especially as a kid and I was in some really
to be quite
scary
honest,
places.
I would probably keep my yapper shut too. Yeah. So I guess we're supposed to interpret that Jesse is actually a very moral character despite some of the stuff he's done.
Yeah, but I mean,
which
he kind
of
did
pure,
it and he was on
when he
drugs.
Shoots Gail, he does it purely out of self-preservation.
Yeah.
It's like,
but he didn't really want to do that.
No, he didn't at all. And it kind of like when Gale hits the floor, we're supposed to like also see Jesse's soul escaping his mouth, Native American style. Like Jesse just gives the most haunted look while he's looking at it. It sounded more like Buffalo Bill taunting the fat girl in the well, but close enough. So we finally get Jesse back in the mix.
Right.
And that really, so much of the tension. Walt has been gone for a year.
Yeah.
A year that began with him more or less condemning Jesse to death. He's like, kill this dude.
Yeah.
He's like, look, you killed a couple people.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to kill.
Yeah.
And bad on you for that. But I am getting my money's worth. You are killing this Pinkman character.
Yeah.
And the Nazis haul him off. And instead, Jesse has, again, been, he's just wearing aprons and a bunch of scars on his face and making the best meth the West has ever seen.
That's right.
And, here's where the show loses me 95%.
I mean, it's fun enough.
Again, you've heard almost all the spoilers.
Yeah.
But maybe you didn't hear the last or watch the last 10 minutes of the show. Yeah. Turn off the radio right now. There's plenty of other episodes to mess with. You don't have to piecemeal your way through this one.
Right.
Walt is frisked.
Right.
After bringing a car up.
Right.
To the side of the building.
Correct.
Where, again, he doesn't really know if any sort of final meeting will take place.
Right.
He's just kind of like, I'm being escorted to this building. He turns it in a certain way that he's told not to.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him messing with mechanisms that can turn objects on a pivot. We've seen him with a high-powered rifle.
Right.
We kind of figure the peanut butter in one hand and the chocolate in the other are going together.
Right.
And the is it denouement? If we're getting French, the denouement. Almost sounds like Dinty Moore. The Dinty Moore of the episode.
Yeah.
Consists of Walt driving Jesse to the ground. They're staring at each other. It's been a year.
Yeah.
So much has to be conveyed just by eyes. They can't talk to each other. Jesse's like, why isn't this guy trying to kill me again?
Yeah.
Is he still seething with rage?
Yeah.
Walt, in what seems like an act, he's in character. He's full of rage.
Yeah.
He grabs Jesse, hurls him to the ground. Looks like he's going to use all of his cancerous might to pound the kid's skull in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts flipping a little dongle.
Yeah.
That was built into his keychain.
The fob. Mm-hmm.
The fob, yeah. Mm-hmm. And bam, up goes a trunk.
Yeah.
With an automated assault rifle
that
just starts raking through the ranks of the Nazis.
Correct.
Now, I'm not going to say these guys should have ducked out of the way.
Right.
Because if you've ever heard something loud happen, don't ever try to act like you have some sort of ninja reflexes.
Correct.
You sit there for 4 seconds going, I think it came from this direction. And by that time, you're going to have, you know, 50 caliber ammo through your spine.
Yeah, everyone looks like Swiss cheese.
Yes, everyone dies.
Correct.
Except for Todd. Creepy eyebrows Todd.
Well, Todd doesn't die. His uncle doesn't die.
Yes. Yeah. But Todd's like, oh, Uncle Jack, Uncle Jack. Like, he sounds like a mildly challenged boy. The way he, I think that is supposed to be one of the very sinister aspects of Todd. Yeah. And it also conveys that he has some sort of
morality. But you have to think about it in this respect. I mean, you're just saying, like, every single person, like, he parked that thing in a precision, you know, with precision to just knock everybody out. And everybody was dead with the exception of four people. But really, we don't know. Like, if I were one of those people, right?
Yeah.
And those things, and let's say I did get shot, I'm playing dead till Watt's gone. Like, I don't know what else is happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So who knows if they're really dead or not? There could be eight survivors. You know what I mean?
And he they all just walk around and make sure, like Roman army style, where you're just poking everyone's head off.
But you're just saying it like in every, he just, you know, it was perfect and everyone's dead. But I'm sure there was a couple fakers on the bench.
Like, it couldn't have been cheesier if Walt was holding a big white cat and saying, no, Uncle Jack, I expect you to die.
I mean, it's cheesy in a sense, but I don't have a problem with the gun going off. I don't have the bloodbath that happened and so many people getting killed or wounded or whatever. I think he just hit the jackpot that way. I think initially, like, he could have just wanted to go there and startle everyone or kill some people, you know, cause a ruckus that he was able to still kind of get out or do something. You know what I mean?
I guess.
But my only issue with that scene is that here they frisk him. They take his keys. They take his wallet. They take his everything. But they're not saying, hey, you want to pop this trunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That, to me, is like, why wouldn't you have done that? Without any distraction. Now, if somebody had come out and said, hey, we got to get in here, or Jesse,
exactly,
we think Jesse's gone, and they were just about to check
the game's trunk. About to have a kickoff.
Yeah, exactly. So there was none of that moment that actually distracted them from checking the trunk. But they're going to check the ashtray. They're kicking the tires. You know what I mean? They're looking in his
inspecting
nostrils.
The lights, seeing if those go on when the door's open.
But no one's like, hey, you've got a land yacht here with a trunk the size of Costco.
Trunk that could hold a Latin family.
I hear some ticking in there.
Like, yeah, and by the way, have you ever built anything that really worked well? Come on. You know, if you're driving over that New Mexico terrain, like the little latch around the trigger is just going to fall loose.
And you're like, oh, crap, I should have done a test run.
Clicking the dongle. Yeah, in real life, the trunk pops and the guy next to the gun just hears like, he's like, what the hell's this?
Yeah, but I can believe it in it going off. And I think he just, it was kind of a lottery that so many people were wounded, and I don't know that that was deliberate. And I buy all of that. I'm fine with it.
If we're trying to paint Walt as at best morally ambiguous and probably a bad dude,
yeah,
we're doing a bad job of it by making him seem like the coolest, most capable criminal ever. That's
but
all
he
I'm saying.
Is,
he's sneaking into Skyler's apartment,
yeah,
sneaking into the Schwartzes.
But it's because he has nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. It's only when you're trying to protect your business or your law firm or, you know, your presidency or whatever that really you become all fumbles and all thumbs. But when you're very calculated and you think, I'm going to put everything into it and I'm concentrating, you're going to succeed. Because, again, it has to go with that confidence and that nothing to lose kind of thing. Like, even if it went belly up and just, you know, the trunk just went, meow. You know, and it sounds like a balloon animal asking a question. You know what I mean?
Well, Todd gets taken out by Jesse, who's probably wanted to kill Todd for, I'm guessing, a while now.
Yeah, that was good. And he didn't have a good die face, so I was happy with
that. No, not to reference T1 twice in one episode, but he looks like Arnold after Arnold is like underneath the truck.
Yeah.
And gets his eyebrows completely like
I'm not familiar with that, but I get that reference. And
it's just forehead into eyeball.
And he's not
attractive
to me. Like, I don't
know. No, he looks like a mutant.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like too much
forehead
or something. I don't know.
He'll kill anyone, but he still calls him Uncle Jack and Mr. White.
Yeah.
And is he simple? It's this weird mix of, are we getting like Forrest Gump to kill people here?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He was pretty gumpy in the beginning, and he was kind of in awe, and he was. But now he's kind of like, hey, we should keep Jesse, and we should do this, and Jack this, and let's keep this amount of money on the side, and blah, blah, blah. And have you put into your mutual fund? And you're like, who the heck is Todd?
I gotcha.
You know? So, yeah, so there you have it.
And the show ends with Jesse doing a Thelma and Louise-esque run for it in his
car. Well, you got to mention that he had the opportunity to kill Mr. White.
So I jumped ahead because my tummy's gurgling and I want to sneak in a delicious vending machine breakfast. But sure, after all the Nazi folk are dead, Jesse and Walt have their final spoken exchange.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, Jesse, I kind of want you to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse looks down and sees that Walt has taken, I'm guessing, shrapnel to the gut. Because the gun really hasn't started firing until they're flat on the ground. But something has hit Walt.
Yeah.
Through the
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have believed, too, if it was done. But, I mean, you're down to minutes, and they're tying up a lot of loose ends. And I was fine with the shootout and everything. I wasn't fine with them not checking the trunk. You were thinking, all right, okay, with the gun. And now Walt's having a sandwich, and the gun's still going. Like, fine. I'm fine with all of that. But I'm just thinking, somebody would have. I mean, me.
It
I don't even have that criminal mind.
If Walt built a Robotech that jumped out. Like Johnny Five from Short Circuit jumps out with guns.
Where is Uncle?
Yeah.
Where is Todd?
Why? Why was I programmed to feel pain? Yeah. It could have been the Lost in Space robot just with two shotguns in his hands swinging around.
But I'm cool. I'm
Danger.
Cool with it. It was fine.
Danger,
it was good.
Walt White.
But I think that there should have been some shooting of one another. Like, it would have been like they're trying to shoot at something, and people could have gotten killed that way too.
A little friendly fire.
Yeah, a little misfire, a little misstep. They're drunk, you know, whatever. You know.
That's where I was lost slightly, but if that's your biggest misstep.
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't bad. To me, the trunk.
If you have to bend the rules to kill a bunch of Nazis,
I didn't
on
like
screen,
the hoving,
that's okay.
I didn't like the Hoover scene for the stevia, and I didn't really like them not checking the trunk.
Did you say Hoover?
Hoover. Hover.
Hover. Hover. Yeah. No, it's not Hoover.
I think
it's
I
not
said
tomato,
both.
Tomato. It's Hover.
Well, Mr. Avocado.
Avocado.
Yeah.
Avocado sounds like a great stripper
but
name.
But then,
actually.
Yeah, he gets wounded, and then he goes back, and he goes takes a trip down memory lane looking at all the
yeah,
equipment.
Yeah, so Jesse
that he's
breaks.
Familiar with. Yeah.
They kind of have they do the most subtle nod you've ever seen. I think it was a three-degree nod at maximum. Jesse pieces out.
Yeah.
He might as well have just been screaming all his catchphrases, just going, freedom, bitch!
Yeah. He's all right.
Yeah, he's good people.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
And then Walt walks around a meth lab for the final time. He's like, hey, look at this gas mask. Look how cool this looks.
But not only that, but I mean, it is. He does have kind of a sense of pride. Like, look, I built this and I was the best.
I was. Yeah. Screw the Schwartzes.
Yeah.
Whatever they're working on. Who needs Alzheimer's cures anyhow? We need sweet, sweet methamphetamine.
Yeah, and that was kind of a big scene, too, like him saying, you know what, I did it for me, I liked it, and I was good at it. You know?
Oh, where he comes clean to Skylar, yeah.
Yeah.
Because in one of Anna Gunn's really hammy, overacted moments, she's like, if I have to hear one more time, this for the... Oh, shut up. If we have to hear you talk one more time.
Yeah, I was going to slap her in her face.
Yeah, I wish Zombie Hank would come back and eat her trachea.
That's right. Actually, I'd want to
Here's the coordinates for Zombie Hank and Zombie Gomez. They're going to kill you and make you
I'd
join
actually
their
like
undead
them to
ranks.
Eat slow, like start at her toes and just, you know what I mean? Not just go
make
for the
it
neck.
Count.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So
you don't have to do this, Zombie Hank.
Anna Gunn stank up her final scene of that
I
show.
Mean, she's
and then
fine enough.
That's Walt kicks it.
Well, we don't know if he kicks it.
Well, he falls down while Baby Blue plays.
Yeah, and I mean, blood's coming out. I mean, he's got a boo-boo.
I didn't like the choice of Baby Blue either, because really, that I don't know how much lyrically that had to do with the show. It's literally just like, he said blue, like the color of the meth.
So you're Todd now.
Yeah. You get it?
What's wrong?
I don't really know what we were supposed to get out of that.
Oh, my.
Of course, then again, if he just tries to go with the most dramatic song possible, everyone would criticize the choice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with the whole episode.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. I give it like A- or something.
Yeah.
And again,
I mean, a couple times, but I think we, when it comes to movies in general, we don't like being kind of piecemealed the grand finale. You know what I mean? Kind of being fed. Like, we put it all together. You know, we saw that he picked up the gun in the other room. You don't need to say, hey, did you pick up the gun in the other room? Like, why did that actor have to say that or whatever? You know what I mean? We don't like it spelled out for us. But some people do, and some people appreciate that. Some viewers,
I guess there are
so
a couple cheesy moments.
Yeah. But those were the only two for me. I didn't care. I don't mind about the shootout. I think it had to go big. And I think he just kind of hit the jackpot with so many people being wounded and or killed. You know what I mean? He didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, his intention was to make a big stink. And
I'm just waiting for you to say you know again.
But here's what I know.
You know. You know what I'm saying. When did Allison become a rapper? A rapper.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I was happy with it.
You were sated?
Even though I saw it, you know, later than everyone else.
Yeah, you saw it this morning. You got lucky. No spoilers, I suppose.
Yeah, I didn't take any. I didn't have time. I was pooped, so.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I mean, staying up late, getting up early, that's not my thing.
So you're so exhausted you could only watch a 90-minute movie instead of a 75-minute season finale.
But it would the timing was different. We started the movie at 8. You see what I'm saying? So it got done almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That movie stunk, too, by the way.
I'm seeing 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. That's what I'm seeing.
So,
yeah, I said it.
So, like, here's what I know.
You know. Where do you put it in the all-time finales pantheon? Is
but
it an all-timer,
what?
Or is it merely good because we like the show? What?
I really have not done, like, you do a lot of TV, and you do a lot of movies, and you do a lot of Netflix, and I consider myself a movie buff, but I actually like to go to the theater and I catch things there, which is not really your thing. So when it comes to all-time, like, watching a whole series from start to finish, that's really probably when I was a kid. But I really, really do think that it
what was
just
the
a
ending of
BJ
show. And the Bear?
Tragic. I mean, Greg Evigan might have cut his mullets. I'm not sure. I don't actually even remember what that show. I do remember the song, but that's about it. But I haven't really done. This is the only show I think that I've actually done every single one till the end. But I know that it's so
well
done. What
does it feel like
done.
Now that you can share my feelings of accomplishment? Now that you know the top of the first mountain
but
you've
I'm
climbed.
Saying that it has to be so big that I was willing to do them all. I only started watching last year. I mean, I'd seen a few.
I think a lot of people did. And that kind of they have to be pissed about. Ooh, I'm not going to say it. They have to be mad about that.
Someone's cranky about
it. I really think that so many, those AMC shows got a huge break when their episodes were uploaded to Netflix.
Yeah.
Huge. Because I hadn't touched Mad Men. I had not touched Breaking Bad. I didn't even watch Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They were all dumped on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'd crushed all of them within the month.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pathetic.
Right.
But most people could do them within two or three.
I mean, I started when I was living in Illinois, and I just had a Netflix account. I didn't want to do cable and all that. I wasn't really home much.
Yeah.
But when I was home, I'd do two or three episodes, you know, of Breaking Bad. And I just, even though I was tired or I had other things to do, it really was a show that made you want to just crush
well,
it
the
go all the way
for
through.
These, the season five, the first half, I want to say the second half's ratings literally doubled.
Yeah.
This show was going so huge. And they're like, can we not make this the last season?
No.
You know, they were like, is there any way we can back out of this and not look like Prince?
I know. Yeah, it was just done so well.
And unfortunately, Mad Men, I want to say this is the second season since it got dumped on Netflix, and it's probably its weakest. That was not a good Mad Men season we had. Whereas Breaking Bad, still firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. I did follow Dexter from start to finish also, which I started later.
Oof.
But these,
don't even mention that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it really did lose steam, and I could have cared less if I ever saw the end of it. Whereas this, you just needed to know.
Whereas Dexter, I literally watched because watching things is easier than doing things.
Yeah.
I could have just as easily been watching Nurse Jackie season 3, episode 5 and gone like, Nurse Jackie has a beard. Weird. That's my twist. That's my finale.
I didn't watch any of that.
It was good. It wasn't the best. It was a little too neat of a bow for my taste, but most people seem to want that.
But I don't think everyone keeps saying how tight it is and how closed it is. But really, if you have an imagination, to me, it's not really even closed. I like the way that it
ended.
Well,
if you think a great plot line is just Walt Jr. going to college and living with the memory of his meth dealer dad, then I guess it hasn't ended. But the story of Walter as a drug kingpin, I think it's over.
No, I could build this. I could take him out of there.
Oh, really? You think he's going to be put inside some, like, cage in a museum?
Yeah.
And then, like, beat the two guards to death and peel the face off one of them? How long do I have to go before you catch this?
I just want to see where it's going to go. No, but I'm just saying, like, he's got a boo-boo, and he's on the ground. But I think he's on the ground, and he's doing that because he's given up himself, you know what I'm saying? But his eyes are open. He could still be alive. He doesn't have to be dead.
I suppose he could.
I mean, the way that, to me, it would have been final is, like, then you see his tombstone or whatever, or, like, he's in the morgue or whatever.
Like, really, we have to see the guts vacuum in his rear before you're like, all right, I don't think Walt's coming back from this.
But it's TV. I mean, you know, soap operas bring dead people back all the time. So, I mean.
Two words. Zombie Hank. I think we can peace out.
Yeah,
I think we're done. We're pretty much at our time limit anyhow.
I mean, he's good.
Allison.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for your dedicated time and service.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It was a blast.
Absolutely.
Watching the episode twice, once this morning, so that you could get caught up on the work you had to do. You want to bug Allison on Twitter, it's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0, and Frank, me, I'm John Papagiorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter, in papasbasement.com. The show's website has a new podcast every Monday, every Thursday. Links to my other work on the off days, as well as my writing, facebook.com/papasbasement if you're a Facebook user. And if you do the iTunes thing or any podcast app, find us on iTunes. Yeah. Subscribe to us, give us a good rating, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we're good.
We're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.